results I can afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
Oh, and I'm Christy Stratton.
I'm Mike Siegel.
And I'm Kyle Dotson.
And we don't got time for a lot of banter up front.
Okay.
Because Christy has a heart out in 11 minutes.
No, that's not true.
Don't you have a heart out at like 11:15?
No, like 12:30.
12:30, okay.
Well, we're shipping my son off to sleepaway camp for 2 weeks. And so we're having a lunch with him and his best friend.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I want to know where the party is for the next 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah.
I think I do know where the party is for the next 2 weeks.
Christy's house.
Yeah.
Come on, anytime. And it's just like open door. Remember that Jan and Dean movie? That was scary. When, who's the one guy that had the accident? Was that Jan or Dean?
It's one of those guys.
Jan. Let's say it's
on
Jan.
Dead Man's Curve.
Okay. And people would just drift in and out and like take advantage of him. And as a kid, like, oh my gosh, this is the scariest. Like, I don't ever want to, but now I'm like,
let's have one of those drift in and out.
Okay.
Jan.
But he died in 2004, is that correct?
Yeah. And Richard Hatch played him in the movie.
Yes, I really.
And then who played Dean? He's the guy, he's in everything.
Was the movie called Dead Man's Curve?
Yes. It was.
Okay, yeah, figured it was, but I don't remember it.
And then at the end, like, they tried to have him perform again.
Dead Man Curve.
I've got a 34 wagon. Dead
Man Curve.
And they call it a Woody.
Bubba and Bubba and.
I'm like, this is not a happy ending. No. Like, this is not.
No, the triumph of his return with his palsy arm and his.
Yes.
Just terrible.
Atonality. Oh, goodness.
See, this is the banter we're supposed to cut out.
Okay.
Right?
No, we keep this.
And I don't know what the...
I don't know what the topic is.
I think she's going to hate it.
No, she's not going to hate it. You don't have to participate in the one aspect of the topic, okay? Here's what the topic is.
Okay.
The topic is the day of our birth. And what we're going to do is we're going to play songs, and all the Patreon listeners... supporters, I'm sorry, and listeners, sent me the song that was number one on the day they were born.
Oh, that's cool.
So these guys were afraid that you don't want to say what your age was, so...
I don't care, but it's Sugar Sugar by the Archies.
Sugar Sugar by the Archies.
And I'm like, ew. Like, it's always something when those things, like, when you're 14 years old, your birthday, that's your song for life, and it was like... it's something ridiculous.
But the day the day you were born, Sugar Sugar by the Archies was the number one song.
Okay. We don't have to play it. And that's fine. I don't, you know.
Whatever. When is your birthday? But you don't have to give us the age. But we can.
October 10th.
October 10th.
Same October 14th.
Oh, Libra.
Yeah.
No wonder we get along.
Yeah.
Clink.
Yeah. And
we're drinking. Rita
is October 13th. And Ezra is October 22nd. And we have a lot of October birthdays.
Yep.
Lots of people. Kyle, yours is.
June 8th.
Nah, boo.
What a loser. Happy birthday.
Gemini, are you a Gemini?
Yeah.
Just missed your birthday. Happy birthday.
Yes.
So, Christy, what you're here for is to just comment on all the fun songs we play.
Okay. And eat donuts.
And eat donuts. Mike brought donuts.
I love it.
Before we start, though, our friends at the Decibel Geek podcast have sent us an ad that they want to play about the upcoming Rockin' Pod Expo. It's coming up in August. And Kyle, let's hear a little bit of this pre-recorded ad. Let's hear it.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Still love it loud? So do we. Rockin' Pod returns to Nashville on Saturday, August 25th. Over 25 rock podcasts from all over North America recording on-site. Vinyl and memorabilia dealers selling the best in rock merchandise. And awesome rock musicians and personalities participating in signing sessions and on-stage panel discussions throughout the day. Special guests include current and former members of Korn, Kiss, Angel, Winger, Loudness, Accept, Bang, Tang, Ringo, King Tracy, as well as producers that have worked with Slayer, Ozzy, Alice Cooper, Seven Dust, and many more. More guests being added weekly. Don't miss your chance to be part of an awesome celebration of all things rock. Rockin' Pod takes place at the legendary Nashville Palace, August 25th, 2018. More details available at rockinpod.com. That's rockinpod.com. The Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo. Brought to you by Blind Tiger Record Club, School of Rock Nashville, and School of Rock Franklin, a DBG Productions event.
The guy had kind of like a West Anthony vibe.
Yeah, a little bit. No, you didn't. I had a little thing at the end. It says, and now back to our show.
Oh.
What are you doing today?
That's it. That was not now back to our show.
No, you potted it down before it got to that part.
Oh, okay.
You're not really on
you
the
did, well, you didn't
like
tell
a well-oiled
me.
Well-oiled machine.
I told you to
said,
put it to the end,
put it
so,
the
that,
end so
that
it
could
doesn't
play out.
Go into the next one, and then I just faded it out like normal.
Don't fade it out. It's an ad. This is Breaking Bad. Christy's here. You can't act
I'm
like this
here.
When Christy's here.
Do we have to talk about the microphones? Do we have to do that?
Nope, we're done with that.
Oh, okay.
And I'm working on getting a new board.
Hey, all right.
I've been talking with the people this week, emailing back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how about a board for us for free? We'll mention it.
You look like Stephen Hawking when you were doing that.
Yeah.
I know. I was doing, I'm Dean.
Oh.
Dan and Dean. All right. So anyway, here we go. This is the day of our birth.
Okay.
I will start with my birthday.
Which was?
It's February 22nd, 1964.
Okay. February 1964. Let me guess.
Okay.
U.S. top one. Had Beatlemania hit then? I think it may have. Oh. So I'm going to go with a Beatles song.
Okay.
64 would be, that's not Rubber Soul yet. So I want to hold your hand.
Let's see if he got it right. And my gas might.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Oh. Tell you something.
Nailed it.
I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand.
I think that was right when they did Ed Sullivan. I think that was February of 64.
What when
they did Ed Sullivan?
I don't know that. I don't have all that.
It was
in my
right
head.
Around there. Yeah, definitely.
You're like a yeah, Beatles savant.
I've done this
honestly.
Before. that was pretty good.
That Beatles was
savant.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So do you want to do a do you want to do a complete loop before you play, or should we do Kyle and you next?
Go Kyle.
They were on February 9th. 1964, but it didn't broadcast till the 23rd.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? They taped it?
They held it?
I guess so.
Let's see if these guys are going to be popular or not.
I'm sorry. The Beatles' third and final performance was technically their first.
They would air it out of sequence, the Ed Sullivan Show?
They didn't
I don't
shit
remember.
Back
I was 0 years old.
Well, they shot one in New York, and then they went down to Miami, and they shot one in like the Fontainebleau Hotel, and then they did a third one, I think.
Why don't you write a Beatles book?
Yeah, there's none of those out.
You see,
yeah,
these people don't know anything
real,
about the Beatles.
There's a real void in the Beatles catalog. The most written about ever.
Kyle, do you want to go next with your birthday?
Oh, yeah. This
young kid?
Awful.
Give me a date. I will fail on this one.
Is this what you're going to do? Because that's okay. I'll give you the date every time. You and Christy
he's too
guess.
Young. I'll
it's June 8th, 1989.
89. Okay. I own this one, probably what it is, because I have the Billboard top 100.
You might have deleted this
Fine
one.
Young Cannibals, She Drives Me Crazy.
I'm going to go with a Whitney Houston selection.
Ooh.
And I'm going to say When I See You Smile by Bad English. Let's see what it is. That's Michael Damian. Rock on.
That's the saddest thing ever.
It's awful. It was so disappointing.
A remake of Rock On.
You think Sugar... I would kill for Sugar Sugar.
Yeah, I would kill for Sugar Sugar too over that. I don't even like Rock On, the original version. I don't like that song. I don't like it.
I think it got
That's
played.
Gary Glitter, right?
No.
No, Gary Glitter
Gary Moore.
Is... Yeah. What's Gary Glitter do?
Yeah, Rock and Roll.
Hey. Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Hey!
Hey! Such a non-song.
Yeah. Is he in jail now? He's in jail,
I think
right?
So.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope he is.
I think.
I believe so.
That story has a sad ending.
Boy, that's a. I'm sorry, Kyle. That is.
Yeah,
that's
terrible.
That mm-hmm. is awful.
You should look up. Tell us what the if you would have come a week early or a week later, yeah. what might have. Let's hope that didn't hold the number one spot for any more than one
June
week.
June in '89. Okay. Mm. Fine Young Cannibals. That's what.
That's a good. That was a good pick.
All right.
Maybe the Buffalo Stance. Maybe
we'll do that. You know one. What? I think that was early 90s. And I know, I think this
Are you
because,
sure?
well, when I graduated from college in 92, I'm like, I'm going to subscribe to Rolling Stone magazine and be an adult. And that was she was the first cover I bought.
Speaking of Rolling Stone magazine, I want to read that Johnny Depp thing.
I know.
I got to go buy a copy to read that.
I was a week earlier.
Week early.
It would have been Forever Your Girl by Paula Abdul.
All right, that's better. And a week later?
A week later, hold on, it would be...
Abdul was big that year.
Yep.
Yeah, Opposites Attract. Mm-hmm.
Wind Beneath My Straight Wigs, up. Bette Midler.
It's still good. It's way better than
that crap you got.
Ooh, yeah, that shitty song. That might be the worst song of 1989. Yeah.
That was probably the only day it was number one.
Yeah. Welcome to the world, Kyle. Chrissy, of course, it's Sugar Sugar for mm-hmm. you. And Mike, here we go with you. What's your birthday?
I'm revealing my age, truthfully, for the first time. On
a lot of casting people listen, so.
Yeah. So it was October 14th, mm-hmm. 1967.
1967, October 14th.
And this is a band, that, I'll give you a hint.
Ooh, okay.
It's an American band.
The Guess Who?
Grand Funk.
Oh, that's why. I get them mixed up.
67. So.
The Birds?
A little too early for the
is
Guess
it the
Who.
The Birds?
Maybe.
The Birds
It
song?
Is not. They're from Memphis. And this is, they only had like three hits, and this was their biggest.
All right, let's hear it.
This is the Box Tops.
Yeah.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend.
Good song, right?
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Led by a 16-year-old Alex Chilton.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
16,
He was
huh?
like 16, 17. And you got to see the video.
Is that
when
him
you go
singing?
To YouTube, yeah.
Yes.
He sounds like an old man.
Doesn't he? Yeah, he's really, really good. And they, if you go to the video, there's something on them playing on a TV show. And they don't even bother like trying to act like they're playing their instruments.
Oh,
and
really? Just, is that phony?
Oh, my God. And they're just laughing. They're laughing at each other. They're like... The keyboard player is like not even touching.
That's great.
And Alex Chilton is like barely moving his mouth, and he's really awkward lead singer. But
I always hate when they make bands lip sync and stuff.
They were so bad at it, and now they're so good at it. But back then,
yeah.
they were really
solid
awkward.
Solid Gold. They would play on Solid Gold. That was yeah. my show.
Jagger's terrible end. At it.
Oh, he's terrible.
All those old
terrible
videos?
Lip syncing.
Oh, awful. Awful. But
and Charlie Watts isn't good at it either.
No.
I mean, he's not even hitting things. And it's,
no. But yeah, the Alex Chilton, and then of course, that same song was a hit in '74 for Joe Cocker.
You're bringing a lot of expertise
I brought a little
today.
Stuff,
yeah.
but I did a little homework. There's only one song.
All right.
Have you heard the Joe Cocker version? It's great.
I don't think I have.
That made the charts. I have that too. It's a live. This is a live thing.
I would love to see him perform with Dean. Those two guys, Palsy. Jan or Dean.
I ain't got time to tell no faster. Oh, the lonely days are gone. I'm coming home. Oh, my baby, she wrote me a letter.
Great.
Right?
It's yes.
a good version,
awesome.
Too.
Yeah, really good.
All right. The first name on my list today of Patreon people, this is actually one of our Facebook artists, one of the people that does the Facebook artwork, and he's doing the artwork for this episode. So that's why I included him okay. on the list. His name is Kyle Hildreth. He was born March 17th at St. Patrick's Day, 1976. What do you think?
76.
76.
Okay.
Ooh, that could...
Elton John.
No. No. Carpenters.
This was like a comeback hit for this band.
Oh, so not Bee Gees. John Denver. Ooh, yeah. that's a good one.
There's high falsetto vocal in it.
Comeback.
Comeback.
76.
Beach Boys.
There's a Broadway musical about this band. from Jersey.
That doesn't nail it. Oh,
Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
It's Frankie Valli and the
My Eyes Adored You.
No, that was a Frankie Valli solo song.
Oh.
This is about a night.
Oh, what a night. Oh, that's a great song.
Late September.
The drummer sings this.
Really?
Yep, and then Frankie
Late
does the...
Still got it, Frankie. 63.
What a very special time for me. As I remember what a night. Oh, what a night. You know I didn't even know her name. But I was never gonna be the same. What a lady, what a night.
Gotta hear Frankie. Let's hear Frankie. Okay.
What's a big comeback?
Speaking of bad lip syncers.
Oh, Frankie.
Frankie.
Do you know my Frankie Valli story?
No.
I saw him probably 3 or 4 years ago. And he comes out. It's all young guns with him, but it's billed as Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. And here comes Frankie. And they're opening with Grease. Grease is the word.
Oh,
and
wow.
He's what, 87?
He's like 82, I think, at the time.
Okay.
And he comes out and he's nailing it. I'm like, oh my God, sounds exactly like the record. Mm. So now I'm watching him. And I'm like, oh boy. And my friend I'm with at the time, we turn to each other and we go, he's not singing at all. Nope. Lip sync the whole show. The whole show. And like the old, and that, now the average age is 74.
Sure.
Guy behind me goes, Frankie, he's still got it. And I'm like, he doesn't, sir. So he's able to fool all those people, but man, did not sing. Because then he would sing this high falsetto and then he would talk. Hey, I'm glad everyone came out tonight. I'm like, that guy, you know, you idiot.
Ragdoll. Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Ragdoll.
Walk like a man.
Talk.
Hey, oh happy gosh. To be here back up.
This next one. I got to sit for... He was funny, though. He'd go, I got to sit for a second. Because I'm 82. All right, Muppet.
What was he doing with his hand? Didn't he...
He was
just like wave it, kind of, but yeah, not terrible. Move it past the
Swearing
wrist.
To God.
So terrible. And promoted the CD that you could buy at merch about 1,000 times. And man, did they line... And those
I
people,
bet.
They bought it.
Sure.
We couldn't even get near the merch. I'm like, how much merch you selling?
They bought the nonsense that was happening
they
on stage.
They thought he was good. Still got him. Got to sound great on record.
We got to get it.
So that was kind of great, though, for that comeback for Frankie not to take the lead, to let another guy in the band sing lead.
It's a great song.
It is a great song.
That really holds up.
It is.
So thank you, Kyle Hildreth, born in 76. All right, the next one on the list. This is Greg Chidester, September 16th, 1969.
September 16th. Ooh, Summer of Love, right after Woodstock.
I love it. I love this. The stuff you're adding to it. 69, Summer of Love.
Summer of Love. I'm going to go with maybe something from Woodstock. Woodstock by Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
All right. Anyone else have a guess? I'll tell you what. This is a British invasion band.
Oh, The Who. Tommy.
They're the anti-Beatles. The opposite of the Beatles. Pitted against the Beatles.
The Stones.
Yes, the Stones.
Oh, Honky Tonk Woman?
Yes!
Oh,
bang!
What the fuck is happening here?
Woo!
Can you see my list?
No.
This is in mono. I got the mono box set for Father's Day.
Never gets old.
Never, never, never.
What do you call him, Lord Riffington?
Isn't that what you did? Did you call him?
Didn't
you call Keith Richards Lord Riffington once?
I don't think
just
so.
Just accept that.
Oh,
I think
I
you
love
did.
It.
It might have been someone else.
Oh, that's so great.
We always credit it to you, and we laugh. Mm-hmm. We laugh so heartily. So you should accept it.
I heard a DJ call him the human riff once, and I thought that was great.
Now, I got as I was talked over the song, I shouldn't have done that. I should have just waited for now to say that I got the Beatles mono box set for Father's Day. And I got to be honest, I listened to all 15 CDs.
Oh, my God.
It took a long time for the Rolling Stones to get good. Like, the Beatles were good immediately, but they don't, until they start writing their own songs, like the first four albums.
It's all blues covers.
Yeah. And it's fine.
Right.
But it's like, they just feel like a bar band until they start writing their own songs. And then they're amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know. Little Red Rooster. All right.
Right.
Whatever. Surf City. Why are you doing that? That doesn't make sense to me.
They did Surf City?
I'm going to say yeah. I like doing this. This is a way to thank the Patreon supporters, because you just read a list of names. Who gives a shit? But this way they get to...
We get to see the demographic of the crowd, and we know how old they all are now.
That's right. So far, not a lot of young people.
No.
What about the ladies? Do you have any...
I have some ladies here.
Okay, good.
Oh, I'm actually playing them in order. Like, when I put this out there to people, and I'm playing them in the order that they came in. So
that's fair.
Greg Chudester, you were the first immediately. He's always the first.
He's on the ball.
He must have one of those jobs where he can just do cool, fun stuff and not care about the work.
He's a doctor.
A surgeon. Okay, next we have Eric Aragon. He was born on June 28th, 1968. And I will give anyone at the table $100 if they can even come close to guessing.
So this is a one-hit wonder kind of thing?
No, this is it's a famous artist.
Famous artist.
Like, you know his name, but you don't know his music. At least I don't really. $100 up for grabs. Kyle, you've read it already. Please don't try to cheat.
English or American?
American.
Oh.
You ask one question, we're down to
$90. Okay, I'm done.
Wait. Okay, American man.
Yep.
So it's a solo artist.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, yeah. It's his name and the somethings.
Oh, I see. Like Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, for instance.
Yep, something like that. Not that.
Okay. Country Joe and the Fish.
We're down to $70. Every question asked, I deduct $10.
Not Jerry and the Pacemaker.
No, $60.
That's right. British, all right.
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
No other questions. You're just going to yell everything out. All right, $50.
Oh, gosh.
I think if I
have another hit?
Yeah, but I couldn't name it. When I name the song, I'll name the song and no money's on the table anymore.
Okay.
I'll name the song and I don't, you, and
ooh,
see if you know.
Okay.
The song is This Guy's in Love with You.
Oh, geez.
No.
See? I know. Yeah. Herb Albert.
Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass.
Yeah.
I didn't know the song at all.
Is this all?
I don't know. I had to buy it. Thanks, Eric.
Okay. Now
this
sounds familiar.
This guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can't tell we know each other.
Sounds like a song that plays in the background of a Bond movie, like when he walks into a bar.
It sounds like someone has used it in film and television. Yeah. I've heard it, but...
But I had no,
I would
I
never have...
Never thought that was a number one hit. All right, this next song is John Murphy. Murph was born February 7th, 1984. He's a kid.
Ooh, 84. Oh, good year.
Child. Mm-hmm. So go ahead. What do you want?
I'm going to go with David Bowie, Let's Dance. Something off the Let's Dance album.
It's a good guess.
Wait, what? I don't know.
1984. February 1984.
Where were you?
Gosh.
Watching MTV, I'm sure.
I know,
that
but
was year.
It something like Janet?
No.
Two worlds she's for, later.
Could be Michael.
84. I was...
U2, maybe? Maybe a U2 thing.
I can't even... Greg Kinn. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not gonna say what it is. No,
ABC.
You'll hear it. You'll know immediately. ABC. You'll know it immediately.
Ah, Culture Club.
Ah!
If I listen to your lies, would you say
song.
Good song.
You got a lot of names on there. Are we going to do all those?
No. Whatever we don't get to, we'll do a part two sometime down the road.
Oh, okay.
We've only been recording for 25 minutes.
I mean, if we're going to get through all of them,
songs.
We could, play shorter clips or stop talking.
This is Leanne.
Oh, I don't ever want to stop talking.
Oh, no. Okay. It just says shorter clips it is.
It just says Leanne M. I don't know why your last name's not here, Leanne. Very secretive.
Maybe she's in the witness protection.
Very secretive. April 27th, 1965.
Oh. Come it's still, still Beatles turf and British Invasion heavy.
Nope.
No, not American.
I think he's American. Wayne Fontana?
No.
Wait.
Are you serious? Wayne Fontana?
Yeah.
That's the name of the artist?
That's the artist. Let's hear a little bit of Game of Love.
Wayne Fontana.
I know the song.
The purpose of
Is
to love a woman. And the purpose of a woman is to love a man. Come on, baby, let's start today.
He's
come
from
on,
England.
Baby,
yeah.
Is he? I just wanted to see if you were looking people up.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure you were doing.
I like that.
It's a good song.
I never knew that was him or who the hell he was.
Well, I can tell you, he's from England.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is right in your wheelhouse.
Okay.
This is our old friend Joe Becht. Joe has been here. He's hosted the show a couple times with us.
Mm-hmm.
We did a Stone Temple Pilots show.
Yes.
Oh.
And what was the other one we did?
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
That's right. That's when we learned that Aerosmith is not good. That's what our takeaway was. We're like, they had like a 4-year period and then the rest were unlistenable. Okay.
I stopped after Toys in the Attic.
This is Joe Becht, April 1st, 1964.
April 1st, 1964.
Just
oh, that's very Beatles heavy.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's the Beatles.
Help. That Help was 65.
He's going to yell out songs. Yell out a Beatles song, Christy. Who cares?
She Loves You?
No, it's not that.
No.
Well, I already said I Want to Hold Your Hand, right?
Yeah.
Is it still that?
No.
How long was it on the charts?
This is April, 2 months later. Took them 2 months to have another number one hit.
Yeah, God.
I'm sure they had more within that 2 months. Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love. Let's hear it.
Feel all right. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love.
Well, The Hard Day's Night came out right around that time, so every song on the Hard Day's Night album probably
was number one hit.
Yeah.
So many number one songs. I think 28.
Incredible.
I think they have 28 number one hits.
Did you see the latest Carpool Karaoke?
No.
Amazing.
With McCartney. They went through Liverpool, and he ended up playing a song. And they just picked a pub and surprised everybody in it. They said, pick anything you want on the jukebox. And somebody put something, and then the curtains open, and he's behind there, and this band is there, and they play.
And what was the song they picked?
I remember a couple of Beatles songs.
He played a few. It was really fun.
He does have a new album out. That's why he's out.
Yeah, September it's coming out.
Yeah.
Paul. He's never going to stop. Christy, nope. you saw him. He said
it's too, twice.
He said too long. He plays too much.
I mean, he outlasts me. Like, I'm ready to go. I am ready to go. And he is still having at it.
It's that all vegan diet. Keeps him going.
The voice is getting a little strained, though.
Sure.
I love when we say stuff like that. The voice.
The voice is.
After 60 years.
Still got it.
Yeah, he's no Frankie Valli.
No. Frankie still got it.
Okay.
And that band is great.
This next song is a guy named Sydney Richardson. It could be a girl, though, right? Sydney?
Yeah.
Sydney?
Oh, it's a girl.
You think it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
This is June 29th, 1973. This person's from the UK, so they sent us what the number one song was in the UK.
Oh.
I have never heard this song in my life.
Cliff Richard.
Have you heard the artist?
Yes, 10cc.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
there's the things we do for love.
Yeah, that was later.
What about a song called Rubber Bullets?
No.
Let's hear it.
This is fun.
I have heard this, yeah.
Down at Precinct 49,
Story song.
Load up, load up, load up. You're up for this. Load up.
I have heard the name. I have heard it, but I didn't know that was the name of it.
Is this about a riot? Putting the riot gear on.
They're bringing throwing some rubber bullets.
By the way, I think that "Oh What a Night" song is about someone getting laid. Just in case you're keeping score.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
what
I think it's about.
10cc.
All right. Next up, Sean Wiley, September 14th, 1988.
September of 1988.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to.
Oh, boy.
They're about to re-release this album as a. What would it be? Is it 20th anniversary? No. 30th anniversary.
30th. U2. I'm going with U2.
30th anniversary of this CD. With a bonus disc of all unreleased songs from these sessions.
It's not
sticking with
GNR, right?
Oh, it is GNR.
Oh, I got one! Yay!
Let's play it.
Can I play one for if we're doing British number ones? I brought in the British number one.
From when you were born?
From when I was born.
Okay. Is it Rubber
October
Bullets?
October 14th, 1967, but I brought this in for Christy.
Okay.
This was number one in UK when I was born. The Brothers Gibb.
I'm going back. Massachusetts. Something's telling me I must go home.
Lovely, 1967.
Because he wrote it about someone going to San Francisco in the Summer of Love and then coming home. And I just thought that, I didn't know that. And then when I heard that, I thought that was that's so interesting and makes the songs much better. Anyway,
67,
love it.
I was born right after the Summer of Love. My parents were not hippies, I can tell you that much.
Or in love,
yeah. So they missed the whole boat and everything.
They were from the fall of anger.
Yeah. They were the time of repressing your feelings and just keeping it in.
Yeah, you know, I'm always kind of mad that like my parents didn't really enjoy the 60s. Like that was not the...
My parents were born during the Depression, so they were not like boomers, you know, so they missed... It's like that 10-year gap between... They all had like a younger sibling that was born after the war who were boomers.
Okay.
And the difference between the two of them are like night and day.
Well, that's interesting.
It's really, yeah. Like the younger ones are always... I mean, they were much more spoiled. They're the ones that got divorced. They're the ones who went to college to, you know, find themselves, you know, and that kind of stuff. And then my parents were just like, no, you work, and that's...
Yeah.
Times can get tough. It's just weird.
What did
you stick with a bad marriage, even if you, you know, because it's what you do.
That's what you do.
It's what you do.
You save face for
everyone
else.
Nobody says you can be happy.
No.
Life isn't made for happiness.
You're not entitled to happiness.
Nope.
It's a slog. You get through it.
That's what my mom always thinks a good job. What's a good job to your grandmother, Kyle?
Anything that you would think of like a child would say they want, like a doctor, a lawyer, like any generic.
Anything with benefits?
Yeah.
And that you get paid some good money.
Yeah.
That's a good
job.
Can
you retire on that is a question I get frequently.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Forget that no one can retire anymore.
Yeah.
She'll always tell me, you know, your sister has a good job. And I'll say, does she like her job? And my mom will go, it's a good job. I'll go, well, it's not a good job. A good job is a job that you love. And my mom's like, this has benefits.
See, now, night and day.
Here's what you get to do now. I believe everyone at the table probably likes Elton John.
Okay.
Sure.
We're going to hear an Elton John song. It's for Chris Brainerd, who was born on April 7th, 1974. Mm.
74, so...
Now, Elton only had a few hits, so this shouldn't be too difficult.
Well, I know Yellow Brick, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road came out in 73.
Okay.
So 74, was that Captain Fantastic?
Or could songs from Goodbye
Carry
Yellow Brick
over,
Road
yes.
still be on the charts?
Oh.
I'm assuming like yes.
I'm gonna go. Saturday. It was April, did you say? Saturday
yeah.
night's all right
Saturday,
for fighting.
Yeah.
No.
Benny and the Jets.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Let's see.
Good one. Nice call. Just, you're two for two.
I know.
That's all. I'm gonna give him a lot of hints.
Hey, kids, change the loose together. Spotlight hitting something that you know to change the weather. But a kettle of fire calls the night, so stick around.
Did you ever see him perform this on Soul Train?
No.
He was one of the first white artists ever on Soul Train, and because this song was so big,
mm-hmm.
they brought him on, and he's just, I don't know, the dancing to this
yeah,
is not,
not a...
they're just in the background just kind of swaying yeah. to it, and it's just it's the weirdest, yeah. weird, it's just weird.
Oh,
and Bowie, speaking of bad, did you ever see Bowie on Soul Train?
Lip syncing?
Oh, the worst.
What was he lip syncing? Which song?
Maybe it was Fame. I want to say it was Fame or something like that, but he was. This is when he was like really thin and probably
okay.
on Smack or whatever. But he was.
Yeah, it's Fame and Golden Years.
Yeah, so awkward.
How skinny does he look?
Pretty skinny.
Yeah.
Oh, he looks great. I'd love to be that thin. What do I have to do to get that thin? What do I have to take?
Cocaine,
heroin. Yeah, heroin. And not
can
eat.
Just take it for a little while.
Yeah, and
right. microdose. Can yeah. we micro-dose
three packs a day, probably.
Smokes?
Oh, yeah.
I can't smoke. I'll double up on the heroin.
Okay.
Because I can't smoke. Okay, so this is the first... I mean, we've had some other... Like, there's two people that have passed away in the Beatles and someone from the Stones, Brian Jones, has passed away. But this artist, this is a disco artist, and it's Rock and Peace to Her.
Donna Summer.
What year?
Christy has already guessed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Andy Field was born July 12th, 1979. This is a Donna Summer song. And the police might be coming to get those those bad girls.
Bad girls.
Sad girl. Talking about the sad girl. Sad girl. Talking about bad girls.
Yeah. Okay, it should be roller skating.
I have it.
Have we done? I forget. Did we do a disco episode?
Yes.
We did do a disco
did
episode.
We? I know.
Did you
I'm
and I
sure.
do one?
And Murray was here.
Yes.
Murray.
Yeah.
We did do it.
I did a yeah. funk cool. one with Ted Lied. I
That's
know we
right.
did that.
No, we didn't do punk with Ted Lied.
Funk.
Funk, yes. Said. Funk.
Yes.
Ted wants to do the show again. I said, maybe we can do an R&B episode. He's like, it doesn't have to always be black related music. That's a joke I have with my...
Yeah, we'll do like an Earth, Wind, and Fire
yeah,
thing
yeah.
or something. You know.
Just do that. Well, you want to do funk too, Ted? The next gentleman, his birthday is April 1st.
Ooh.
Same as Joe Beck's.
That's right.
April Fool's Day.
April 1st, 1964.
Ooh.
But what's different is this guy's name is Roar, just like Roar. Jay Johansson. He's from Norway. So he sent me what the number one song was... in Norway. Now, I'm going to give you a hint.
It's got to be the Beatles again, right?
It's not the Beatles.
Oh, 64.
This song, we all know this song, but we know it because of the Georgia Satellites remake from the Cocktail soundtrack. This band is the Swingin' Blue Jeans, And the song is Hippie Hippie Shake.
I got a hippie hippie shake.
The Beatles did a version of that, and so many people did.
Everyone.
I bet every bar band back then played this one.
And everyone makes it their own. okay, next we got Frank W. Pulaski III, born April 24th, 1973. Frank lives in Hawaii, so when you're there, go visit him. Graham Elwood did.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Which island is he on? Don't know, okay.
One of the big ones. hopefully he's safe with all with all the volcanoes
That's
and stuff.
The big island.
You should check in with him. Kyle, check in with him all before the song. This is a novelty song, kind of. I feel like it is.
Oh, like Spiders and Snakes or something like
64?
That.
64?
No, it's April 24th, 1973.
Oh, 73.
The people that sing this had a variety show.
It's not the Smothers Brothers. The Hudson Brothers?
Nope, nope.
Sonny and Cher.
You're getting closer. It's not Pink Lady and Jeff.
The Fifth Dimension?
Nope.
Waylon Flowers and Madam?
Variety.
This guy has a this
Captain
guy,
Tennille.
Glenn nope, Campbell.
No, no. This guy rocks a mustache.
Rocks him. Ooh.
And he likes to tie a ribbon.
A yellow ribbon.
Oh, Tony Orlando and Dawn. I used Tony to watch Orlando. That show. Yeah, yeah. Right. I don't think this is a novelty song.
Tie a yellow ribbon isn't?
No, it's legit.
I'm coming home.
That's about a guy coming home from the war.
Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine. If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll know just what to do. If you still want me, if you still want me, we'll tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me? If I don't see a ribbon,
I'm more of a knock three times. Yeah. Guy yeah. myself. That's a better song.
Candida.
Candida's a good one. Song. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I mean. This is kind of a novelty song.
Yeah.
It's not a that was a legit song.
Kyle took a knee during that song. Why are you not for the troops?
No.
Are you just tired?
A little of both.
I wonder if that's if we watched an episode of that on YouTube, if
it's
it would hold
be
up.
Unwatchable.
I'm sure unwatchable. It would not. I loved the Captain and Tennille show. I loved Tony Orlando and Dawn show. I loved all that stuff.
Sonny
Mac Davis had a show.
I used to watch Sonny and Cher religiously.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that Sonny was so
Donnie and Marie
hilarious.
She was so sarcastic towards him. Did they get along? I don't know what was going on.
And then
on
they
with
divorced and they were still doing the show and everybody like.
I used to love 70s Cher with the hair parted down the middle and just as long as it could possibly be. Loved it. When she sang Half Breed in like an Indian costume.
Yes.
That's when I was like, that's a girl. That's a lady.
Something's happening
Something's going on.
My son the other day says, Lady Gaga is sexy.
Oh, how old
and
is he?
And I go, he's 8.
Oh,
and you said, well, she's not.
But. I said she was. I said, yeah, she is.
Did you see that Star Is Born trailer? That Bradley Cooper and Bradley Cooper.
Oh my God! Look, I'm Bradley Cooper. I honestly, because that Barbara Streisand movie is one of my favorites.
We might
by Paul Williams. I love it. Okay. I could sing every single song right now.
Let's plan a rock solid field trip to that movie.
It looks atrocious.
Because at one point she gives a look like, to him, like he's like, I think you're pretty. She's like, I'm just like, oh,
she's like, she's from our gang.
How come you don't sing your own songs?
Oh, it's so like manufactured.
Oh
to
my
me.
God.
And I love her. I'm excited for her, but I don't.
And who do they cast as his dad? Sam Elliott. Perfect. Oh, another Lord. Grizzled guy.
You
know who was supposed to direct that movie?
Who?
Clint Eastwood.
Oh. We got it. One take. No, Clint, we didn't even turn the cameras on.
We got it. Moving on.
Cut.
Check the gate. Moving on.
Clint, just two takes. Clint directed the worst movie I have ever seen. Kyle, name it.
Jersey Boys.
1517 to Paris.
Holy fuck. That is the worst thing I've ever seen.
I don't know that.
It's about the guys who tackled the terrorist on the Paris train.
Yes.
That's a great story. How did you mess that up?
Because that incident goes on for 90 seconds, and they build a whole movie around that 90-second incident. Mm. And then the guys who actually did it play themselves in the movie. And they're not actors.
Charismatic.
Oh, no.
So terrible. It is terrible.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I thought he directed the Jersey Boys movie, too, right?
He ruined that.
Yeah.
That was a great Broadway show, and the movie sucks.
I won't see it because I heard it sucks. Because I haven't seen that. Yeah. I haven't seen that musical.
Do you like Clint Eastwood movies?
You like Gladiator movies?
You know, they're all right. Like, I watched Unforgiven again recently.
He's still good.
And it's
back
like,
then.
Oh, like all the women are whores and treated like shit. And like, well, let's kick their asses and beat them up. And I'm like, I just don't know that I can stomach that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little over that.
Right. Oh, my God. And then Gran Torino, he's a racist. Those slants. Get off my lawn, slant.
I'm sure I've liked some movie that I'm not thinking of, but...
Yeah, but at this point, 2018...
Sure.
All right, let's move on. Amy Lehman, she's been here a couple of times. She's hosted quite a few times. She was born October 24th, 1966. Her song is by The Four Tops.
Didn't even guess it.
Anyone?
The Four Tops.
Four Tops.
I don't know.
It's one of those that's like a song title and then a slash in the name.
Oh, yeah. I can't
Bernadette?
Remember.
Bernadette? But... No, not Bernadette.
Reach Out.
Reach Out, I'll Be There.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great song.
This is a great song. Because all of your pump is gone. And your life is filled very bassy.
Confusion. I think that's the recording.
I just bought this. I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That song made me sad as a kid. It was like I don't know, maybe because it was on the closing credits of Cooley High. Remember that movie?
No.
Did you ever see Cooley High? You
no.
never saw it?
She's much younger than you are, Mike.
It was made in the early 70s. It took place in Chicago in the 60s. Maybe they showed it more.
Is Lawrence Hilton Jacobs in that?
Yes. That's what kind of put him on the map.
Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
Yes. And spoiler alert, his character gets killed at the end. And there it ends at his funeral. Boy. And after a while, the lead guy, I think played by Glenn Turman, and he just kind of like, it ends with him just kind of running in the distance away from his life, you know? And they play that. And it was very sad, melancholy, and it's a good movie.
What age did you have these feelings of sadness?
Oh, my God, I probably saw it as a kid. Probably like 7 or 8.
Did you see it at the theater?
No, it was on TV.
It was on TV.
Yeah.
Is that Levi Stubbs?
Yeah, the singer.
Yeah, he was in Little Shop of Horrors, right?
Yep, he was the plant.
The plant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seymour, feed me, Seymour.
Excellent. So great. Like, that voice is so magnificent.
Yeah.
Feed me. Okay, coming up, this person is from the UK, Dean Rowland, born July 21st, 1978. He actually sent me two songs. He sent me the number one from the US and the number one from the UK.
Okay. 78.
And I will allow it because I think Christy probably likes both of these songs. So that's why I allowed it.
I'm going to go.
Oh, because that's disco.
Yeah.
That's BG. So that's the Night Fever.
Okay, we're going to do. We'll do US first.
Okay.
Staying Alive.
It's a Brother Gibb, but it's not a Brother's Gibb.
Oh, Grease. No.
Well,
like Andy Gibb. Shatter Dancing.
Yes, blood, you got it. Okay. You got it. Number one in the USA.
I love
Was that written by Barry?
Yes.
That's just a Bee Gees song.
Well, that do you know that there was that period where it was on the charts at the same time, mm-hmm. was Grease, Shadow Dancing, stuff that was holdover from Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, Jive Talking stuff earlier.
And the stuff they wrote, like If I Can't Have You, that Yvonne Elliman sang.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, all that stuff.
All of it was all in that top whatever. It was unbelievable.
Why wasn't Andy in the Bee Gees?
He was young. He was really young.
He was young. And
when
then,
they made their name in the early 70s, he was just
no. But
a
I mean, when he got to be of age, why wasn't he welcomed into the Bee Gees?
I think they had established that harmony and that thing. And he was a teenager when that was released. He was young.
I'm going to ask you this, Christy. Is Andy the best looking Bee Gee or the second best looking?
Young Barry.
He's the best looking.
Better than a young Barry.
Young
a 60,
Barry
early 60s
was
Barry.
Pretty
Andy's
hunky.
Andy's pretty. Like, Andy's a pretty man.
Yeah.
Sexy.
60s Barry. 60s Barry.
60s Barry was pretty unstoppable. Like, that is that look was, pretty great.
The handsome family.
And then,
Robin. Well, yeah, here we go. Sweet. Sweet voice.
Very, very, very good. Great guy. Great guy. Do anything for
Still
you.
Still got it.
Yeah. No. R.I.P. Rock in peace, Robin. All of them, except Barry.
I know.
Hang on.
Yeah, the oldest one lives the longest.
Yeah.
It's going to be horrible to, watch your younger brothers all go.
Yeah. Do you guys know who the Von Erichs are, the wrestling family?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, they were wrestlers. I was into professional wrestling when I was a kid in the late 70s. Mm-hmm. And there was this dynasty of like five or six brothers, and they were the Von Erichs. That wasn't their real name, but. And they all died except for the oldest.
Ugh.
Anyway.
Now, here's the thing. If you're Barry Gibb, you're happy to be alive, though, right?
Yeah, I would think. You would hope. Yes.
You know, he's the old, I mean, it's sad to see everyone go, but he's like, I'm still here.
Yeah, and he's still got a smile on his face and a song in his heart.
You met him.
I did.
Thanks to David Wye, right?
I just couldn't believe it was happening so fast, and I just was like, what's happening? What's going on? Oh my God, it's happening right now.
You did get the photo. You got it.
And I'm like, Gary, no, I don't want to do it. Like, don't make me do it. Don't make me do it. And he couldn't have been nicer.
Oh.
He introduced me to this, I'm going to sound racist. Jimmy Jam or Terry Lewis? Which one's the bigger of the guys? Oh, see, none of us know.
I don't know.
Wait, I don't know.
You're all racists.
Because I don't know a producer.
Well,
I know their names.
Were they in the Time?
I couldn't tell you the difference between England Dan and John Ford Coley. Either.
Oh, I certainly could. I certainly could.
Really?
Yeah, the one has a beard.
It's Jimmy Jam.
Jimmy Jam's the bigger guy. Mm-hmm. David Wilde goes, hey, that's Jimmy Jam. You want to meet Jimmy Jam? I'm like, sure. He goes, hey, Jimmy, this is my friend Pat. He's a big fan. I'm like, he's not a big fan. Just another one to meet
him.
Big
fan of your producing work?
Yeah, big fan of your Janet Jackson albums? All right, so here's the song that was number one in the UK on that same date. And it's a song from Grease. Just play it. It's not Grease is the word, but it's this one.
You're the one that I want.
Yeah,
there we go. Cheers, they're multiplying. Have you seen the movie lately? How does it hold up?
Well, I always love it.
I always love it.
It'll always gonna keep us
so funny. Like, slut it up, girl.
Slut it up, ladies.
You're not good enough. You gotta slut it up.
Never has there been a nicer bunch of 40-year-old high school students.
Oh yeah, Stockard Channing was 30, I think.
It's ridiculous.
I love that music.
I'm only bringing this up because we just heard John Travolta sing. I just read Dave Holmes wrote a review.
Oh, in the Gotti movie,
the John Gotti movie. And it is hysterical. So look for. And okay. I happen to have this terrible.
Bad. I hate.
I'm going to show you this. This is the John Gotti. This is from Rotten Tomatoes. Take a gander at that.
0%.
0%.
That's rotten, right?
People work hard on those things, you know.
Hey, they still got paid.
They got paid.
That's true.
They have jets and houses,
and it's all going to Xenu.
Well, some of it is. Some of it certainly is.
Yeah.
And to keep Shelley Miscavige.
And how do you know they weren't sitting there just rolling their eyes?
Maybe.
Eating for free?
I feel bad because John Travolta had such goodwill after that wonderful O.J. Simpson miniseries that was wonderful from beginning to end. And that he had such this funny, campy performance that really, a lot of them did.
Yeah.
And I hate that when,
when you see a role that's put somebody back on the map, Burt Reynolds in Boogie Nights, and we're like, he's back.
Yes.
It's like, he's great in this, and he's going to, and then he proceeds to make five, horrible movies, and you're like,
well, he gets the call and just takes it because he's like, I can't wait for the quality.
The fluke was the good thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
Well, this is that movie
and
that
Mickey
like...
Mickey Rourke. Mm-hmm. That's another one.
They've been trying to make for 15 years, right? Too? The John Gotti movie?
And I guess Dave says, and I could be wrong, he says the opening shot is the skyline of New York and Gotti's looking out and Gotti breaks the fourth wall and he looks and says, New York City, the best city in the world. oh, no.
So right from the get-go.
Right from the jump. Terrible. Okay, Mike, get your Beatles knowledge ready.
You're up.
Andy Solomon was born October 30th, 1968. Late, late, late Beatles.
68?
They've been around for 4 years now, almost done with their career.
68 is the White Album.
Yeah.
Ooh, what was the big hit off the...
50th anniversary of the White Album coming up.
Mm.
Is it Rocky Raccoon?
No, it is not.
Norwegian Wood?
No, that's way too early. That's
Don't be dismissive of her.
No, that's...
It's on the White Album.
No, no, no.
Isn't
Norwegian Wood's on Rubber Soul.
Oh.
Yeah, it was early.
I was writing a book about the
Beatles. 65.
Don't try to...
All I remember from the White Album is I love all the Paul songs and I hate all the John songs.
Agree.
But While My Guitar Gently Weeps is...
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yep, that's the song where you learn that George Harrison really isn't a good guitar player.
Because he had Eric Clapton come in?
Yes. Just play it. Don't know it immediately.
Don't make not on White Album. It's a single.
Which is weird.
This was written for Julian Lennon. Because his dad was a bad father.
Remember to let her into your heart.
And set a record because it's... really long. It's
7 minutes.
Yeah, longest ever.
Because they say not enough for 3 minutes.
Hey Jude, don't be afraid.
Ringo, excellent.
As always.
Go out and get her.
That could be anyone. That could be Paul. This might be one of those songs where it's all Paul and just credited to the Beatles.
It's so great, though. It's a really great song.
Please do not bombard me with your Beatles emails, though, because we always get you don't know anything about the Beatles.
Here's what you do. Type it up, print it out, and shove it up your ass.
I can guarantee you there's probably 50 Beatles-only podcasts out there.
Oh, I know. Go to that.
Yeah.
We've got and look, any Beatles information that we give out that's wrong, blame Mike Siegel. He's our Beatles expert.
I was listening to Breakfast with the Beatles coming out morning. Yeah,
I still love it.
They played, I guess it's Paul's birthday or something, and or around this week, and they played Mull of Kintyre, which I hadn't heard in forever. They played a lot of solo Paul.
Paul's birthday was June 18th.
Yeah, so it's birthday week.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday week for Paul.
So that he would be 78? No, 77.
77.
Wow.
I know. 77. Who will live longer, Paul or Ringo?
I just have a feeling Ringo will because he was the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Barry Gibb situation.
Yeah. Oh, right, right.
Ringo was the oldest and sickly as a kid. He was in the hospital a lot as a kid. And I think he'll just outlive them all just out of spite. Yeah, suck it. There you go.
Do you know
last guy in the band, last guy standing.
Peace and love.
Yeah, peace and love, peace and
love. Do you know what I was thinking
peace
of the
and love,
other
motherfuckers.
For no reason was the Caveman movie.
Oh my God.
Where he played Atuk. The caveman, and Shelley Long was the love interest, the other cave lady. And
terrible.
Quaid.
I liked it as a kid.
Dennis Quaid. And Barbara Bach. I think that's where Ringo met her.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. There's no dialogue in the movie.
She calls him a toque.
But
maybe
I mean, there's no
just
like
the names.
Yeah.
A two.
I forgot about that movie. I saw that at the theater.
Oh.
Oh my God. That's probably terrible. Who directed that?
I don't know.
Kyle, are you doing some.
He's going to outlive them all.
And it was written and directed by Carl Gottlieb.
Well, then it's probably holds up.
No.
No.
You guys, I want to see it.
No.
He wrote the best comedy movie that ever existed.
Is it Dr. Detroit? Because I would disagree.
The Jerk. He wrote The Jerk.
I'm sure, Steve Martin.
We just watched Dr. Detroit last Sunday. I had a viewing party at my house.
I could not make it. Yes.
Yeah. Just guys, Christy, sorry. It is horrible.
And that was Carl Gottlieb?
Yes.
He wrote
it.
He
wrote it. Jaws 2, you guys.
I know.
So, like,
that's why.
So you can't even get a read on
it. No,
Jaws. Jaws 2 or Jaws also?
Yeah. 2.
Jaws as well.
In addition, yes.
Yeah, okay.
The movie's 90 minutes long. Dr. Detroit doesn't appear until 54 minutes into the movie.
Mama, I'm the doctor.
Do you know so what? Well, let me just say this, though. Sometimes a movie is just a tone meeting away from being good. Like, for instance,
Gaudy.
I think Westworld could have been a good movie. You had
the Yul,
all...
The Yul Brynner one?
The Yul Brynner
one? No. I mean, I'm sorry. Did I say Westworld?
You did.
I meant Waterworld.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Westworld's terrible. The show and the
movie. I agree. I agree with you, too. There was a movie
I
in there.
I think there was like... It was just a little too cranked to 11. Yeah. But I think there's a tone. If they could have like had the right tone,
yeah.
I think it was compelling. And mm-hmm. It really... Like, I believe...
The premise
there was
is great.
No, right?
Yeah.
Is there a mic on the whole... She sounds very echoey.
Oh.
To me.
Am I just not... Okay,
no,
sorry.
It's
good.
It's okay.
No, she's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, I was a little... Like, I think I was pulling... I was doing
you're pulling
a David
away.
Wild.
That's okay.
I was like David Wildbeck.
You're doing the zombies guy. Rob Argent.
Yeah, Rod Argent wasn't...
Rod Argent
right
talking
up to
from the...
I was afraid to tell him anything, though. Because I had three zombies in here and no producer. It was just me, and I was nervous. I wasn't nervous. I was only nervous because I was doing all the stuff. No Kyle.
Well,
we did with Martha.
Yes. Oh, that was nuts.
So you're thinking Waterworld remake?
Yeah, maybe
it could be done.
Well, they still
it's
got the attraction going.
Right. They still have the set there.
Yeah, yeah, why not? What's Aykroyd's big line? There were no laughs in Dr. Detroit.
No, we were.
I'm gonna rip off your head and shit down your neck.
Oh my God.
It was so bad. So bad.
Oh, wait a minute, guys! I have the pitch. Jurassic Water World. Let me finish.
Are all the dinosaurs all swim?
Yes. Well, they swim in this movie. I saw the ad.
I have to sit through that tonight.
Oh.
Because my youngest loves Chris Pratt. Thinks he's
great.
Yeah,
he's I like
him. I like him. I like him too. I like him too.
How many Jurassics do we need?
I know. I mean, really, yeah. After that, I don't know. That first couple were good, right? The second, which is the one where the car was like this and they had to get out of it?
The first one.
The first one. The
No.
It was a different car.
It was a car. And it wasn't the first one.
Okay.
But it was maybe the second one.
That's also in the ride.
Julianne Moore.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's when it wasn't a car. It was like two RVs strung together.
Right.
Yeah.
And they had to. That was
that
really
was, that was a good set piece.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was.
That was a good set piece.
But I watched like 5 minutes of that first Chris Pratt one when it was on like cable mm-hmm. or something. And I'm like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Hey, people worked really hard on that movie. Just as hard as they did on Gaudy.
Okay, that's true. That's true. You're right. I'm being a hypocrite. But it's like, what? We all know this is really, someone, when they're putting the cow in there, is going to get hurt. They're going to leap over the fence.
Yep.
We just know it's going to go awry.
Just when you think they're out, something's going to come.
I'm out.
In March of 1970, March 29th to be precise, Scott Bolin was born. It was a great day for everybody.
Scotty Bolin. March 1970.
Now, you just saw half of this duo at the Hollywood Bowl, Mike.
Oh, Simon and Garfunkel.
Yep.
Oh. Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, let's hear it. Oh, wait a second. I'm done playing.
Oh, Kyle's,
I'm done playing online poker.
Playing Candy Crush.
Who are you texting with?
Marissa.
When you're on the street, when evening falls.
This is like if a Thomas Kinkade painting were a song.
You need to look up our most recent iTunes reviews, Kyle. Give those a read.
I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes.
happened? What happened? That's good. And
that's
you
so
just
beautiful.
You yeah. just read Art Garfunkel's book.
I read his book.
How was it?
A little pretentious.
Yeah, it wasn't a straight like autobiography. There was a lot of poetry asides. Okay. And
did it take you long to finish the title?
Yeah. It was okay, but okay. It wasn't as fun as the other ones I read, which you gave me the Phil Collins one,
yeah,
which
yeah.
I read, which was cool.
And what was the other, and you read the Stuart Copeland?
The Stuart Copeland one, also very, I think, enjoyable.
Enjoyable. Someone has to read all the rock bios I have.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe you had Miss Pamela here, and I did not get to meet her.
That was so long ago.
Furious.
That was years ago.
That was years ago.
Was it?
Oh,
it was
yeah.
way before you were. Okay. I even knew you.
Because
I didn't even
when
know
I
you.
Saw that come up, I'm like, wait a minute, what's happening?
Yeah, that was my Throwback Thursday guest episode.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I would have just punched you right in the.
Yeah, I've had nuts. Michael and Pamela were both here at separate times. Yeah,
she's right. with the band.
She is
that
with
book
the band.
Is really great. Yeah. Have you read it?
No, I haven't read it.
It's
I would.
Fantastic.
Is it great?
Yeah.
And she was so funny because it's her diary when mm-hmm. she was young, and she was very smart and funny, and it's really a great read. I highly recommend.
It's a classic book. I haven't read it.
It's I'm outstanding.
Until as a parent, you think about your 17-year-old daughter from Reseda heading down to the Sunset Strip at night.
Right.
No, don't do that. Stay
Some
home.
Of them were like 14.
Go to VidCon.
Yeah, that was the next generation
yeah.
of them. That wasn't
that
her.
Happens
I mean,
more
she
VidCon.
Was 17, 18,
yeah.
you know.
Oh, so yeah, it was fine.
Yeah. But once, you know, because she... Anyway, I love her. I love her yeah. and I love that book.
All right, so we had two five-star reviews
two
recently.
Two five-star reviews. Excellent.
Yeah.
You want to read this
so,
to us?
So this one's from June 11th. This is from Moonson705.
Oh, Moonson705.
Yeah.
All right, what's he say?
Moonson. Moonson705, sorry. Pat and Guess know a lot about music, obviously, that he wrote, obviously, or he or she. The show is also great when they are exploring music they've never heard.
All right.
Cool. Thank you, Moosen.
That's it?
And this is another five-star review.
Wait, that was the first one.
That was the first one. It said, it's a good mix of knowledge and learning. I'm reading from oldest to most
okay,
recent.
Okay.
Okay. So then the most recent one.
Most
this
recent?
Would be the top.
It's five stars?
Five stars from okay. June 14th from Bochette's Knot. I don't know. The headline is, Five Fake Stars Has Terrible Music Taste.
That's it.
And then it says his favorite bands are Kiss and Cheap Trick.
Okay, that's not true.
Also, he's a Hollywood liberal. No E in liberal.
This liberal.
Yeah.
I'm a Hollywood liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Those are it.
Well, thank you. But still, we get five stars.
Still get five stars.
We get credit for five stars. Yeah. Even if they're five fake stars.
Yeah.
You showed
they're,
you.
They're real on
you showed
here.
You.
Yep.
So.
All right. Here
liberal.
We go. How long have we been recording?
An hour and 11 minutes.
Okay.
Mike, do you need to move your car?
Oh, I do. Crap.
That's what I thought you were doing when you got up.
Yeah.
No,
then
no,
you came
I forgot all about Yeah, I do. I have to.
All right.
All right.
You have to go.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine.
Okay, look. Here's what we'll do.
Okay.
We'll play one more song.
All right.
And then we'll do a playout song. And I'm going to keep this list and we'll pick it up another time. Maybe not even with you two.
Maybe not.
Or maybe with you.
Yay!
Okay,
Oop,
so...
Cops are here, ready to break it up.
This is...
You're towing your car.
You're taking yeah. your heroin.
I'll give you a hint on this artist. It's a rock and peace artist.
Wait, what year?
Josh Anderson was born on July 1st, 1987.
Mm-hmm.
This is a rock and peace artist. She's female.
She's female?
She absolutely
okay.
is.
1987... Did she die recently?
Within the past
five.
Oh, might be a little longer,
maybe longer than
that.
Time goes so fast, Mike. Mm-hmm. She had a reality show with her husband.
Oh, Whitney Houston.
Yes.
Mm.
Now,
oh, see, yeah.
1987. What was her
Saving
number one song?
That one?
Nope. Little. It's a little more up tempo than that one.
How will I know?
I wanna dance with somebody.
Yes.
Wait, is he right or am I right?
You're right.
Oh, nice.
It's a great song. I love this song.
And the sun begins to fade. Still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away. I've gone all night up till now. It's the
Big hit. Big one.
Big hit.
Yeah.
Love it. Crack is whack. Crack is whack.
Is whack.
Sad.
It's very sad. It's a very sad tale.
Because if you think about her in this video, just youthful.
Beautiful.
Vibrant.
Yes.
Having fun.
Yep.
And then, wow, what happened?
You see her mother, Sissy Houston, all over that Burt Burns documentary as well.
Is that her mom or her aunt?
Well, I think Dionne Warwick's her aunt.
Right? You're right. Sissy Houston is her mom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
All over what?
The documentary he had with the...
Yeah, Bang the Burt,
Bang the Burt Burns story. And this guy, you would love it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really good movie.
It could be a Scorsese film.
It could. There's so mob good. Involved.
There's mob Ooh. Involved. It's great. Right.
He wrote, like everything in the 60s, you wrote... I want to hold... He wrote, Twist and Shout.
Hang on, Sloopy.
Oh, he wrote, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
He
wrote,
Tell him that, you know...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so many songs. Amazing.
Really good. Piece of My Heart.
Yeah, Piece of My Heart.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
So many songs. Like, it's like, how do I not know this guy? But that's...
Yeah, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh.
He got inducted the year that Cheap Trick in Chicago got in.
Oh.
So his son, Brett Burns, did this documentary, and it's fascinating.
Yeah, it was
I
great.
Love it. He got Paul McCartney's in it. Keith Richards is in it. Van Morrison's in it. No, it just was released on DVD.
Oh.
I'll send you, if you want to watch it on your computer, I can help you out on that.
That's why he sent it to me.
Yeah, a sneaky, sneaky Vimeo link.
All right.
Sneaky
That's
Vimeo
when the cops
link.
Are coming for you.
So what is the playout?
Oh, okay. Well, let's do some promoting first. Kyle, where can we find all things Kyle?
I'm at Kyle Dotson Funny.
Mm-hmm. And that's it?
Sure.
All right. Facebook page. Can we like you on there?
I don't have, I mean, you
can. Can we friend you?
Yeah, you can friend me.
Or not, whatever.
Yeah, I don't care.
All right. Christy?
at Christy S. Mann on Twitter and at Christy Stratton on Insta. And
you still got your website?
No, I mean, I haven't. It's there.
MySpace? No?
No.
Anymore? Mike, you,
Mike
you
at
have
CompuServe.
The,
dot,
you,
no.
You have the Travel Tales Podcast.
TravelTalesPodcast.com and on Twitter and Instagram. And then funnymike.com is my...
And you're all over the ocean.
All over the ocean, yeah. I'm about
boats.
To leave again for 5 weeks.
5 weeks. Does anyone ever come up to you at a show that knows you from something else?
Every so often, maybe HGTV, because they're older, and that's who watched old home shows on HGTV. Maybe I'm recognized from that, but nothing else. Nothing
Were
else.
You the host of this old house?
I think I heard you on the Rock Solid podcast.
That's great. You read my birthday. I was born in 37.
The song was when the red robin goes bop, 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 bop.
By Sammy Kahn and the Haystacks.
We're at Rock Solid Show. I am at Pat_Francis. Go to rocksolidpodcast.com for all things Rock Solid.
You get a t-shirt on there.
Links to everything. T-shirts, everything. Mm-hmm. Patreon link. Just go to rocksolid.com. You can find the links to
it's
everything.
Rocksolidpodcast.com.
Rocksolidpodcast.com. What did I say?
Rocksolid.com, which is
not
correct.
That's not what it is.
It's rocksolidpodcast.com.
Rocksolidpodcast.com. Now, my playout song, Mike, you and I, here's a tease. You and I, you're going to be back next week because today is Saturday, but on Tuesday, you and I, we're going to go to Murray's house. And we're going to record with Murray.
Just the recovering, convalescing
yep.
Murray.
And our topic's going to be 1978. We're going to play whatever Ooh. We want from albums released in 1978. Yes, the Cars debut came out in 1978.
All right. Well, I mean...
You can join us if you want to.
I'd love to join.
But you have to go to Murray's house.
I'd love to go to Murray's house.
Are you free at noon on Tuesday?
Oh,
your kid,
I don't know.
Your kid's leaving for 2 weeks. This is
no,
what you
it's
do.
True. It's yeah. going to be like
yeah, wine then.
Is this the longest you've been without
time?
Your sure. child since?
Yes. We've traveled without him for 10 days. I mean, we've done that, but mm-hmm. 2 full weeks. Yeah, it'll be the longest.
Be the greatest time of your
I
life.
Did camp 2 years in a row. It was 2 weeks, and I'm trying to think. I was like sixth grade, though. Sixth, okay. seventh grade.
Yeah, we were ready last summer, but they were full. I keep saying, like, well, if you like it, you can go for a whole month
yeah.
next summer.
And he's like, he's probably going to love it.
I think he will.
Yeah. Or you can stay up in your room for a whole month. Lock the door.
Oh, I don't know. Some days.
So I'm going off book with our playout song today.
Oh,
okay.
I'm going off book. We're going to play a song, Kyle. It's at the end of the list. It's a Beatles song. And we're going to play this. We're going to play this for Murray Valeriano.
Yay!
Because after surgery, he has had kind of a rebirth. And so we're going to play the Beatles getting better.
Oh, that's nice.
Because he's getting better all the time.
He is.
Thank you, Christy. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank
he
you.
He used to beat his woman, but it's fine now.
It's got you better all the time.